Hello everyone, this is Jason Boonstra from Appleton Area Health. I am the lab and x-ray director. Also, I am emergency preparedness and infectious control for our facility. I was asked to talk a little bit about COVID-19 because that is on everyone's plate, and if everyone knows about it, obviously. So I was asked just to talk a little bit about it on where we get our guidance from and how we are doing everything here at Appleton Area Health and some recommendations we have for the community. So COVID-19, as everyone is aware, that it came out of China, but it started in December actually, and in January it kind of started ramping up. January 30th we started seeing some concerns from the Centers of Disease Control, CDC, and they started pushing out some guidance to us, and ever since then it has been a daily change of what's going on for information. As you can see, the President of the United States did make a national emergency due to COVID-19. But just to talk a little bit about it, and if you can find all this information on the CDC or MDH website, but they're still learning a lot about the disease. The complete clinical picture is not really fully understood. The reported illnesses range from very mild to very severe. Data suggests that severe illnesses may occur in 16% of the cases that people that get it, and the older population with an underlying disease does appear to be at the highest risk. Currently, right now, Minnesota Department of Health, they do updates on their website. If you just want to look at MDH, Google MDH, it'll come up and look under coronavirus. As of 16 March, there have been 54 confirmed positives in Minnesota, and it has a breakdown of which counties. Testing for it is done at MDH. Rochester Mayo Clinic does have the capability to do some testing, and I have been hearing a little bit. Obviously, there's companies out there that are trying to get testing involved to be able to do it that are more rural areas and stuff like that, so we can get more insight on what's going on with this virus. Currently at Appleton Area Health, what we're doing is we did not want to take anything for granted, and like I said, taking direction from the Minnesota Department of Health and Centers for Disease Control, we closed down a nursing home on March 11th. And at that time, we initiated our emergency plan, our incident command, so our team leaders meet daily to see if there's any new changes or updates that are coming out of MDH or CDC and make recommendations from there. Now we are starting to work with Johnson Memorial Hospital, Madison Health Services, and Chippewa County Medical to make sure that we're all on the same page and helping on these daily changes of events on getting through this pandemic that is that we're dealing with. We are starting to screen patients when they call in. For the public, we do ask, and it is being put out from the Minnesota Department of Health and the Centers of Disease Control, to work on social distancing, which means staying at least 6 feet away from someone, kind of refrain from shaking hands, do an elbow pump. Gatherings, they're recommending any gatherings less than 50. Anything more than that, as of right now, they're saying suspending that. Other than that, we just ask if you are an MDH, along with Appleton Area Health, ask that if you are sick, stay home. If you get to the point where you have a lot of respiratory issues, you have a high temp, please call us and we will triage you and determine the best course of action that we're going to do to take care of you, whether we have you come in or have you stay home or have you come in and be tested. By all means, call 911 if it is severe critically, and please call us if you have any questions or concerns, and we'll be here to triage and help you and determine if you need testing. Keep in mind, testing from Minnesota Department of Health right now is limited, but as everyone knows, or if you hear Vice President Pence, the testing is being pushed out, and hopefully at some point we'll have a routine testing that we can test all patients that come in the door if need be. If our facility does get a patient that requires testing, we will get it to the Minnesota Department of Health as soon as we can within guidelines of them, and after that, the turnaround time at first was 1 day. Now I'm hearing it's 24 to 48 hours for turnaround time to get a result. That is if you meet the qualifications of needing testing. And current qualifications right now are if you've traveled to a level 3 country, and this can be found on the CDC website, you come in contact with someone that's been known to test positive with COVID-19, and you are displaying symptoms, and you've had a fever, a cough, and respiratory illness of unknown etiology, and if you were in an area of known COVID presence, then we'll look at testing you as well. And like I said, if there's any questions at all, feel free to call up here. We will triage you and ask you and let you know the best case or best course to take for your treatment. A lot of people do ask me personally, because I am in infectious control and work in a laboratory environment, what my thoughts are on, because there's a lot of people that seem that they're pretty panicked about it. And then there's a lot of people that think that a lot of people are overreacting. I guess if it was me, I guess I would be in the middle. I am concerned about it. I'm not that, I guess if it was me, I am very concerned about it. Not to the point where I'm going to go buy 50 cases of toilet paper, but to the point that I am washing my hands, that I'm being very constant on where people are at in front of me, if they're coughing, if they're sneezing. It does concern me that, you know, there is a, it does affect the elderly people mostly, but, you know, you do hear those times of people that are in their 30s, that was in the cities, that was in critical condition. So, I mean, this disease does not discriminate, and it all depends on what's going on with that person at that one time. If they're immunocompromised, it doesn't matter if they're 30 years old. They may get hit hard. It all depends. So I guess that makes me concerned, but not to the point where I'm panicking about it. I think the world's coming to an end. I think we'll get through this once the warmer weather hits and people are outside more. And these viruses don't strive as much, hopefully. That's what the hope is, and we can kind of get through this in the next couple months. But by all means, if you have questions or concerns, feel free to call Appleton Area Health or call your local provider. Hopefully in the next couple months, the sun will come out, and we'll all be outside enjoying ourselves. Thank you very much.